A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2, the second part. That he saw from the roof a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful. Yes, you've guessed correctly. This is the story of David and Bathsheba. You will recognize here that David was tempted by his eyes. But as we looked at twice before, his first mistake was that he wasn't where he should have been. Because in verse 1, we are told that David sent Joab and his servants, but he didn't go himself to fight the Lord's battles. Prior to this, David had led his army in every single battle. But this time, he stayed at home. And then in verse 2, the first part of the verse that we've read, it says, it happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house. In other words, he was idle. He had probably taken a snooze in the afternoon. He didn't have much to do. It seemed like he had lost interest in God's glory with the pagan nations around them that he led his army. And so he lazily walked around on the roof. It was like a palatial garden, an upper floor. And then it says that he saw from the roof. It is in the moment of idleness, when you are not where God wants you to be, that you see what you ought not to see. Remember, Eve was in the vicinity of the tree, and then it was that she saw the fruit, and in conversation with Lucifer, who was in the serpent, she saw that the fruit was good to eat. Are your eyes being opened to the wrong thing? You looking at that which you should not? Well, go back a step or two. Are you busy with what God has called you to be busy with? Are you busy with your calling? Maybe you know in your heart of hearts where you should be, but you're not there. And so you wander around and you're just trying to entertain yourself. And in that moment, you are looking. And of course, that single look of David's ended up in a gaze, a second look, a third look. And as we'll see later, it ended up in sin.